You're listening to the Tram Rats Podcast, a couple's adventures in World of Warcraft. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Tram Rats Podcast, episode number 4. It is Monday, 19th of September, 2011. I'm your host, Flux, along with my co-host, Pinky Toes.
Hello, Azeroth.
Coming to you live from the brand new and improved ghetto microphone with the ghetto pop filter that hopefully will help. Because, I mean, I love you to death, but some of the editing I had to do on the last podcast was pretty bad with your breath going like really bad.
Thanks.
Oh, I'm just letting you know. It was good. It was a lot. Anyways, so welcome everybody to the podcast. This is episode number 4. Yay. We are happy to say that the podcast is on iTunes now.
Sweet.
So if you are iTunes a type of person, you like to be able to find us there, you can find us on iTunes. You can find the link to that iTunes page over at thetramrats.blogspot.com. So go ahead and go over and check that. So, Pinky Toes. Oh, I guess I'll go into how you can get all of us again. You can find us at thetramrats.blogspot.com. I already said that. I'm your host, Flux, and I do a couple blogs, but my two main ones I'm doing right now is Power Word Gold, which is at powerwordgold.net. That talks about World of Warcraft gold making. And then the next one I'm doing is Warcraft Looks, which is a website dedicated to all cool-looking items in World of Warcraft. And with transmogrification coming in the next patch, that's what that site's about. You can find that at warcraftlooks.blogspot.com. Pinky Toes, do you want to let people know if there's any ways that they can get a hold of you?
No, because my Tumblr account's kind of outdated, so we'll just leave it that be.
We could give them at least the correct address.
Oh yeah, that's right. Is it OMG? Cat on fire. Yeah, I got it. Don't correct me. Excuse him for interrupting me. So it's omgcatonfire.tumblr, which is tumblr.com. Yeah. That's how you can find me. I promise I'll update it soon. I haven't been playing WoW for the last month or so.
And if you decide to get a Twitter account, we'll make sure to put it in the show notes, although we might not. I don't know if you have one set up right now for World of Warcraft.
Mm-mm, I don't.
It's been a little while since we did a podcast. Our last one was in July 2nd.
Yeah, before we moved.
I went on blogging break and we moved this last month, but it's been a little while. We're all set up in our new digs.
Mm-hmm.
Down the street from our old digs, and we like it a lot. It's much improved. We even have our own office, which is nice now.
Yes, that is. And you don't hear the sirens going by the house anymore? Oh, not very fun.
Second-story apartments are nice because you can look out, at least in ours, and you can see over the houses and rooftops. And
our cats like to be creepers, watch everybody walk by.
Our cat. Maybe there'll be somebody from our apartments watches this. No, our cats. Everybody knows we have cats. So let's go ahead and hop into some topics. The first one I wanted to jump into, Pinky Toes, was the realization I had yesterday or today, I think, while we were getting ready to do the podcast, that next month, October of 2011, is going to be the 6-year anniversary of us starting to play World of Warcraft.
Oh my gosh.
So we have been playing World of Warcraft for the last 6 years. It's been 6 years since we started playing. We haven't played nonstop in that whole time, but we've played a good percentage of it.
We only took, let's see, we took the break for how long during Lich King and while Lich King came out, when did we take a break?
Well, the first time we took a break was towards the end of
Burning Crusade, right?
No, towards the end of Vanilla, when you hit 60 and I had stopped playing already, and I think we probably stopped playing in. I stopped in like November, or I stopped in like November, and you stopped in like December, January. Anyways,
okay, yeah.
Maybe you didn't stop. I don't remember.
I don't remember.
But I stopped, and we came back. I came back probably about a month after TBC had started, and you were already level 70 on one of your characters.
Yeah, but we stopped after Lich King, though,
for
a while.
Yeah.
That was one of our bigger breaks.
Yeah, the second time, yeah, we were... It was during Lich King, and it was right when the Trial of the Champion came out.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't come back until the Ice Crown Citadel was already out, and you came back probably around the same time. So
I came back a little bit before that, but we haven't really taken like big breaks. I mean, like I said, I stopped playing for about a month, but that's just because we moved and just didn't feel like playing for a while. So.
6 years. Is it, what else in our life? What else in your life, Binkitos, have you done for 6 years? I just like thinking about that kind of stuff.
Do you want personal or non-personal?
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, what else in your life, like, as a leisure activity or as a hobby, have you done for 6 years?
Well, we've been married for 7 years.
Well, that's not really a leisure activity. That's not really a hobby.
To some people, it might be. No.
So we've been playing World of Warcraft the vast majority of our marriage.
Wow.
Well, we played Halo and we played lots of games.
And Dungeons and Dragons Online.
Dungeons and Dragons Online.
That was a fun game.
Gaming's always been a kind of a key element to our relationship. Not to our relationship, but even from the very beginning, we knew that the other one gamed, and I was really stoked that was something that you did, because as a young gamer looking to get married at some point in their life, they always kind of have the sneaking suspicion that you might end up with a spouse that is just not into gaming at all and will not only not understand your gaming, but will berate you and think you're a kid.
Which is fine. I mean, if you're not into gaming, that's totally cool. Some people are into different things, but that's definitely one thing that I've always have found grateful for you and I is we know if someone's playing WoW too long or whatnot, we kind of understand why, but you know, sometimes we probably get a little irritated with each other because you're playing too long, but like I said, usually most of the time it doesn't bother me, so.
Well, you had a someone that you knew actually had some pretty big issues with World of Warcraft and their relationship. Do you want to talk
about that? They, let's see. Oh, his wife got upset. Now, you never hear the husband is upset with the wife playing World of Warcraft, but I'm sure there's men out there that maybe have that issue. I don't know. And anyways, she basically told him that he needs to delete his account, delete his characters and everything. So he did, which is, you know... I guess that's something he needs to do, but back when it happened, I was just like, well, what about people that either spend too much on scrapbooking or spend too much on their crafting or things like that? I mean, some people might think that it's a waste of time to do stuff like that. So I saw, well, of course I saw it because I was on his side. So anyhow.
Can you get closer to the microphone, my love?
Is that better?
No, closer.
Is that better?
Closer. Close. Too close. No.
So, I don't know. It's just kind of interesting to see both sides. I mean, I can understand both sides, you know, of the wife wanting her husband to be more attentive to her. But on his point of view, I mean, why would you need to delete your whole entire account unless you didn't trust the person, which is kind of sad. So
that'd be like me saying, you spend too much time. This is something I think we thought up at the time. You spend too much time scrapbooking. Therefore, you need to not only stop scrapbooking, you need to take all your old scrapbooks that you made and burn them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's pretty much the equivalent of what it is to tell someone to delete all their World of Warcraft characters.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. So like I said, I mean, that's totally cool if there's people out there that are listening that their spouses, whether it's your husband or your wife, are not into gaming. That's totally cool. Like I said, I have lots of friends that, you know, one or the other doesn't play. Some, you know, fortunately for us, you know, we both play. So It's not just the online PC gaming, it's, you know, the consoles and things like that. So I think even you got us to the point where we were playing Magic.
Magic the Gathering?
Yeah, Magic the Gathering. That was so much fun. We need to start doing that again.
If I can remember how to play.
I know, exactly. So, I mean, there's all aspects of gaming that you can do besides, you know, on your PC. So, anyhow. But that's my ranting for the moment.
You know, the funny thing about us is that even though we play together, we don't play together.
No. We'll occasionally, like, run dungeons together.
But even then,
Well, you're online, but I'm either playing on my Horde and you're playing on your Alliance, or I'm just doing whatever and you're on a different server, or I don't know. So yeah, we never really actually like sit down and like, I think we've tried to do this, and we did like three characters. We got them from 1 to 70 together, and then we stopped because we just fought too much, because I wanted to go one way and you wanted to go one way, or you wanted to read the quest and I didn't want to read the quest. So I think we just finally gave up and just said forget it.
That's why during the Wrath of Lich King, I made sure I took a character on my own time and read as all many of the quests as I could, and then that way when we leveled together I wouldn't have to read them. But actually, you know, lately I've been leveling a couple different characters, and I've been actually having quite a bit of enjoyment going through. One of my characters was my warrior that I'm just about done with on a new server, and leveled her. It was a night elf, and I leveled her from 1 to 6. Well, she's 50. She's 57 or 58 right now, but 1 to,
are
like...
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, you're almost past my girl who's got her heirlooms, but you've been playing...
Oh, yeah. But I leveled her all on all Kalimdor, so...
Oh, yeah, that's right. You told me that.
I only stayed on that one continent to level her all the way through, so I did all the starting Night Elf starting areas and a few other areas. There actually was... I was surprised. I allowed myself 2 levels every 10 levels to do dungeons because I wanted her to tank. So for every 10 levels I did, I could allow 2 of them to be done from looking through dungeon. But nice. Even then, like, there was still more content that I didn't even go to. But I was pretty happy with a lot of the new content. I did Silithus, and that's where I kind of broke down, because unfortunately Silithus doesn't have any new stuff. It's just the same old stuff, and I already did that once with when I was doing my Hunter's, Lore Master quest, right?
Yeah.
Before Cataclysm. So Silithus is just, like, I'm going to probably still get her up through 60, and then I'll probably leave her there. But right, and then so that's kind of one thing I've done, so I can read all the quests, and actually reading every single quest text, and not just the quest text but the flavor text. Like when you first talk to somebody, they'll say something and then they'll have a quest. If you read that flavor text, you'll actually get some more kind of, well, flavor of what's going on, or I guess it's called gossip text or whatever. But there's some really funny ones. Like there's a quest in health, or there's a guy that's has a barbecue in Winterspring.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go up and talk to him, he goes, "Oh, don't get too close to the smoker, like the last night elf that came through, the delicious night elf," or something like that. So, or the poor delicious night elf or something. So there's really funny things in there. My last one that I'm doing, my next one I'm doing, I was like, well, I've already leveled up somebody 1 to 60 on the Alliance side on Kalimdor, so now I'm leveling up somebody from 1 to 60 on the Horde side in all Eastern Kingdoms. So I have a Night Elf, or a Blood Elf Rogue that I'm leveling up, and it's been a long time since I leveled up a Blood Elf, and I never really went past, like, level... I think I had some twinks on another server that somebody wanted me to start, and then
we were on like the cheerleading squad or something like that.
Yeah. So on that particular person, I'm just almost through the starting quest, and it is kind of interesting to read all the quest texts, and so it'll be interesting to see what happens. It is kind of long. I can tell that the Blood Elf starting zone hasn't really been touched because it's way less interesting than the Goblin starting area and even the Undead starting area, which I'd done 1 to 25 in the Undead starting area, and that was way more interesting than the Blood Elf. But I'm almost out of that, so it should be interesting to see where. One of the things that they've added to the game I've noticed is that every 10 levels, or even sometimes every 5 levels in the city, there'll be the little call to arms. So anyways, it should be interesting leveling a character all the way from 1 to 60 on only Eastern Kingdoms zones. Oh, so in the cities there's those call to arms boards, and if you go in there you can find a new zone every 10 levels or something that you can go and start questing it. So it's kind of...
Yeah, mine's Silithus right now, but obviously I haven't done that on my goblin, and I haven't done it since I was level 15.
Yeah, so it makes it easy to know where to go next. So about every 10
really
levels,
cool.
I'll go
I like
check it.
It's nice helping, you know, like for people that don't really play WoW.
So do you want to go ahead and talk about some of the dungeons that we've been doing lately? I know you just got back into playing, but I know you had some fun experiences tonight with dungeons on your... What class are you playing and what level and what dungeon did you end up doing?
I have gone over to the dark side, called the Horde. Instead of spending the money... I'm not giving you any more Blizzard for transferring my characters, which I have done multiple times, I will admit. I just decided to level up another shaman, of course. How original of me, right? So I restarted my shaman on the Horde side of our server and been playing her. So it's been a lot of fun, actually. Someone actually asked me... you know, they said, do you like playing your shaman? I said, yeah. I'm like, oh, do you heal? And I'm like, yeah, mostly I do. I've got my elemental set, but I don't know. There's just something about healing in a dungeon, I think, that I feel like I have a little bit more control over, which is nice to do as DPS because you can just sit back and pew-pew, but I don't know. I don't know. It's kind of weird. Like, I'll watch other people heal, and it'll, like, freak me out that the tank is getting low. So... For me, I think it's just more of control. So I like to be in the control of the situation, even though you can't really be in control of the situation as a healer. You kind of have to go where the tank is. So, but I don't know. I've been doing that, and then on my 85 shaman, I actually ran a Black Temple run. They just said to get achievement or for loot, so you can do like your armor and change things like that. So I'm like, sweet, the bulk, drops. And of course it drops. And of course I was like just 2 points off of winning the top roll. And the paladin got it. And I whispered to him immediately. I'm like, hey, I'll buy that from you for 1K. And he's like, oh, I just gave it to the warrior. I'm like, oh, you're kidding me, right? He's like, I'm so sorry. And like tried to find the warrior. And of course they've already got offline. So I was kind of bummed about that. But how awesome would that be to have that huge bulwark with the spiky shield? As a shaman healer, I mean, that'd be pretty sick.
The bulwark of Azanoth.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I think that's pretty much my favorite shield in the whole game. Actually, that and the Skull Flame shield, but...
Well, it looks kind of lopsided sometimes. I don't know. Maybe it's just the way it sits.
The Skull Flame shield or the bulwark?
No, the bulwark.
Yeah, well, we should go... After this podcast, we should go run it and... Wait, we can't. We already figured out we can't do it by just us two.
Yeah, we need one more person.
There was just some of the people we couldn't really get to.
Mechanics, yeah.
But actually, kind of interesting. There was that one video I watched today of somebody soloing Archivon in the Vault of Archivon.
Mm-hmm.
as a Death Knight. So we're going to have to start going and duoing that because you get 186 gold.
Nice.
For it. So it's so funny that you can actually take old stuff and just completely just solo it nowadays. Speaking of Blackrock Depths, did you finish talking about Blackrock Depths?
I didn't even talk about it.
Do you
want
to talk about your run?
We were going to do the podcast tonight. I'm like, well, I'm going to do a run real quick. And I'm like, man, this queue's really long. It's like ended up being like 9 minutes. So
what
I know.
What level is your character?
She is 55. She just hit 55, okay. So QQ, right? I had to wait in a 5-minute queue time. And I got it, and I'm like, oh, of course it's, Blackrock Depths. I'm like, okay, well, hopefully this will be fast. And I don't know if they've changed the way where you get your sack of helpful goods, whatever, the one that's not really helpful. But we had to kill the last boss.
Yeah, there's two. I think there's two different...
Is it like the lower level BRD? Like if you're not high enough, then you can't go to the king's room? I don't know.
You can go there, but they give you like the last... Because when I did it, the last boss that I had to kill was just that girl that's right inside that little area. And then
I think it's when you're lower level, when you first get into BRD, that's the boss. And then it's when you get higher, I think you have to
be in
the king's
room. But I don't think they really tell you... There's not an easy way for you to tell what dungeon you're in.
No, there's not. And so we ended up doing... We only lost two people... One, the guy just left right after we killed the chick, and then the second person actually just went offline. I don't know if like there's, I don't know, their internet or something went out, but we ended up kicking them. But it was a pretty good round. I had a paladin. I'm not going to complain. Paladins are probably
paladin tank.
Yeah, paladin tank. They're easy peasy to heal, and then especially earth shield. I mean, that's like I just sit back and do nothing. So maybe that's why I like healing on my shaman. So anyways, yeah, so it was just really long. I think we ended up being like in there for like an hour and a half because I decided, oh, you know, I'm going to make some bread tonight. And so we got it in its pans, and I told Flux, I'm like, oh, shoot, you need to go check on the bread and see if it's ready to go. So we're kind of juggling a couple things at the same time. But yeah, I don't like BRD. It's too long. I don't have the patience. I just, not to say I want to go in and just get my dungeon done, but because I kind of do, because I want to just be able to just keep going like chain heal dungeons. But you never really find any tanks that want to do that right now. It's usually, you know, up in the 70s and 80s categories that, you know, want to do the chain dungeons.
It's so funny, the people on the podcast listening right now, you guys are lucky that there's no such thing as smell-o-vision for the podcast, because you guys would be so jealous. Our bread smelled so good. It was cooking. Mm-hmm. It's cooking in the oven.
It smells delicious.
My mouth's just watering thinking about it. So yeah, we have some good bread waiting for us after the podcast. I was actually going to talk about my BRD experience, because like I said, for every 10 levels, I get to level 2 of them as looking for dungeon. And so I did end up doing a Black Rock Depths run on my girl as the tank. And we had somebody say, hey, well, first off, when you get in there, there's all these quests. And I was getting all the quests. And then there's somebody that went to the left and they said, hey, I have a quest to go kill these elementals. So we went down and then killed all the elementals and then killed the bosses and then went down and went down and went down, and we just kept going. Luckily there was somebody there that knew where they're going, because I still even to this day get very lost in Black Rock Depths.
I know, so do I. And how many times have we been there?
Even with the improved maps and all that stuff. And so we went and went and went and went and went, and finally after like 2.5 hours, and we weren't wiping or anything, we were just going and going.
Yeah, we didn't wipe
we
at all.
We killed the boss, the last boss, the, what is he, the king or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, did anybody get their bag? And they're like, no, I didn't get my bag. And they're like, oh, okay. And they're like, well, I guess we didn't have to kill this guy. So then we go back and kill all the guys and all the guys and all the guys at the very beginning. And finally, the last person we kill is that girl that's in the little like barracks or whatever, that's in that first zone little area there. And we get quest completed, or we get bags finally. So it took 3.5 hours, and I got about a whole entire level at least from just doing that. But I have to say that I'm pretty happy with the way that the new tank threat works, because you basically, whereas it used to, threat used to be generated at 3 times the amount of damage you do, now it's like 5 times the amount of damage. So you have like this huge threat buffer between the tanks and the DPS, and so we were able to round everything up as my warrior and just thunderclapping and keeping everything on me, and they were able to just AoE and burn the heck out of everything. So I was surprised at how much fun I had actually doing that old dungeon. It was kind of like a nice nostalgic thing, because as I'm leveling this girl, I'm kind of like trying to do dungeons that are in the area. So like when I was in Tanaris, I did Zulfrock like exactly like I just queued for that one dungeon, and you know, I don't always do that, but just being able to kind of think about how like if I was actually like as a 50 something or whatever, I would be doing Black Rock Depths like back in vanilla and stuff like that. So
yeah,
it's fun to kind of do things like the way that they might have been doing them in the old days. But
yeah, purple dropped in our group and I was like, wow, a purple.
Yeah, I told you should have needed on it.
I know, I didn't want to be
it was greedy. Like it was like a hammer, or it was like a mace.
I believe in cool karma
mace. So Luke karma.
Luke karma, exactly.
Luke karma. I don't know about Luke karma. Me and Luke karma have something to say about the 6 months I spent farming legacy and stupid cars on. Well, not only was it like the opera event, which had my one piece I needed, Legacy, not only was it in opera, which had a chance, has every week had a chance to pick one of three bosses, which might not be the, so first I had to get the right boss, and then when the right boss dropped, then I had to get the right loot dropped, and then when the loot dropped, then I had to win the roll, and unfortunately, the one time I did see it drop, it the other hunter got it, and I was disappointed in, and then finally, after the 6 months went up, I finally got it on one of our runs, and so...
Yeah, but you didn't need it anymore.
I think I actually did need it, because I still had the Sonic Spear. I mean, that was when we spent 6 months just running one instance, like we ran...
Oh my gosh,
the heck
what
out
was
of
that?
Karazhan.
We ran... No. What drops for the Sonic Spear? What dungeon?
The Sonic Spear was from our very first run through the, I think it was heroic, it was regular Shadow Labs.
Was it regular Shadow Labs or was it heroic? I thought it comes from heroic anyway.
I don't think so. It might have been, but
Shadow
still.
Labs.
Yeah.
That place will give me nightmares forever. I mean, don't get me wrong, that dungeon was, we had a lot of fun.
It was a really big achievement to be able to run it all the way through.
Yes, it was.
Oh, good times, good times. So, yeah, my Backrack Depths run took about 3 hours, and that they don't make dungeons like that anymore, for sure. I mean,
well, yeah, look at Sunken Temple. I, like, went in the first... Oh, that was one thing. When I came back, I hadn't done a Sunken Temple run yet, and I did it on my Goblin, and I was like, wait, what? We're down at the bottom? I was like, oh, okay. Like, open up my map, and there's, like, only, what, 5 bosses now? I was like, oh my gosh, no more like running around, having to go up the stairs, go down the stairs, go through this hall.
Yeah, that was the dungeon you needed. I had a strategy guide and I would look at it just to try to figure out how to do the Sunken Temple. It's like they wanted the dungeons to be like these crazy dungeon crawl, epic, like Tomb Raider things where like it'll take you. I think people used to go in like multiple days for one instance. That's why BRD obviously had so many bosses and stuff like that. But. Sunken Temple was definitely not my best in the old days. All right.
I definitely have to say Alliance chat is definitely different than Horde chat.
Are you back on your Alliance character?
Yeah, I'm just fishing.
Oh, everybody's pirates. It's Pirate Day today.
I was wondering why everybody's pirates.
I think I probably already got that achievement. Let's see. World event. I don't think it's... I wonder what dungeons it's under. Is there anybody I've started... Is there anybody I haven't got it on? I'm just trying to think.
No, I think you've got it on everybody. I think you logged in that day.
I know, but I'm just trying to think if there's any new characters I have that I don't
just
really...
Just your new tune.
No, I don't really want to spend time flying all the way to Booty Bay just to do the achievement. It's not really that bad, but... Actually, that was Pirate Day was about the time we stopped playing one of these days because I remember a lot of my characters when I came back after a break was actually logged in pirates. They were all still sitting in Booty Bay's room.
Yeah, that's right. So we did kind of stop after Pirate Day, didn't we?
But, yeah.
Most of my characters are still sitting over there. So.
And actually, coming up tomorrow is Brewfest.
I'm pretty excited about Brewfest. I need to get it on my shaman, so I'm pretty excited to. I think she's got most of the achievements. She just needs to get the tickets to get into the club and then a couple other things. So
yeah, I did that on a lot of characters. I remember last year. Let's see. I was happy last year to get the Kodo finally on one of my characters. One of my gnomes. Got the Kodo. Actually, it's this character right here that has the Kodo. Let me see if I can pop him out really quick.
And then your hunter got it's been a long journey.
Yeah. Was that Brewfest?
No. What I think it was Love It Was in the Air was when you got it.
Yeah.
Or was it the
Was
it the Flame Warden? I can't remember the last thing you had to do. All I know is you got it this year.
Yeah. I'm excited and Fade was telling me that she and her boyfriend are not going to get any mounts while they think that their guild master is going to get all the mounts on all their alts while they don't get any mounts.
What? Wait, what do you mean?
Well, you know how you have a chance in the barrel to get the Kodo, the Brewfest Kodo or the Brewfest Ram?
In the barrel.
for doing the, you know, where you go to Black Rock Depths and you do the boss, the holiday boss, and he drops a barrel, and inside the barrel has a chance to beat them out. Well, she was saying on Twitter that it's going to be another year of her and her boyfriend watching their guild leader get the mounts on all of his alts, but yet her and her boyfriend are still never going to get a chance to get them because they're going to bad RNG. So, Fade is a good friend of mine that blogs. Her blog is nerffades.blogspot.com. She writes or she blogs about gold making. She also has another website, I think. Let me just make sure if I got this. It's called fadeplays.blogspot.com, and that is her playing a bunch of different other games too. So, all right. Well, I think that's going to wrap it up for the first segment of the show. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about before we take a break?
Nope. What can I think of?
Okay, what are you doing over there, fishing?
I'm just fishing for the jewel. Oh, you know what? I probably can't get this because I'm in a raid group, huh?
Why are you in a raid group?
I was like, why is it dropped yet?
Speaking of raid groups, are you helping somebody out?
So,
yes. You should just... Oh, okay.
What are our guildies? I was like, why has this not dropped yet? This is ridiculous.
Whenever we were waiting for next Ramus, I always used to be like, why isn't this fishing daily dropping or whatever when we were waiting. So speaking of raids, I'll say this right before we go to break. If you are a person like me that likes to run old raids like Karazhan, I solo Flame Leviathan in Olduar, and I'm gonna be Olduar, and I'll probably start running Vault of Archivon just for the heck of it, because I can solo him now. And so if you are the kind of person that likes to do that and you don't like to have to bother people for joining raids, like, because you need to be in a raid in order to get into the instance, go to battle.net and sign into your account, and on your World of Warcraft accounts page there should be something along the lines of sign up for a starter account or create a starter account. And these are accounts that only go up to level 20. You never have to pay for them. You can't talk in trade chat. You can't buy anything from the auction house. You can't trade anything. You can only get invited and invite people that are on your friends list. You can only get whispers from... Anyways, there's a lot of restrictions, but one of the things you can do with these accounts, because you never had to pay for them, is besides being an auction house spy, which is a really nice thing to do, so you can log on to a second account and check the, like, say, Horde auction house for an item without having to log out, is you can level a character on your faction up to level 10, and you can log on to this starter edition character and invite them to a... once they're level 10, you can invite them to a raid and convert it to a raid, and then you can go into your raid by yourself without paying any money. So that's if you want to be able to go into, like, soloing raids, old world raids like Molten Core or Karazhan or anything like that, without having to bother anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a nice little tip. So
yes, it is.
All right, well, we're going to take a break here on the Tram Rats podcast, episode number 4. We'll be back in just a second. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Tram Rats Podcast, episode number 7. I'm your host, Flux, along with my co-host, Pinky Toes.
Hello.
All right, well, let's get into it here. Let's start off with one of the things that's been actually taking a good chunk of my time in World of Warcraft recently, and it hasn't even come out yet, and that is transmogrification.
Mm-hmm.
Now, transmogrification, if you're not aware, actually, I found somebody on Reddit when I made a post that wasn't aware of it, so I guess not everybody in the world reads patch notes or MMO Champion or blogs about World of Warcraft. In patch 4.3, Blizzard is going to allow players to take one item and change the look of that item to look like another item that they have. So that's pretty cool.
Yes, it is.
For a long time, I think people have been asking Blizzard for some sort of customization for a long time. Other games like EverQuest had the ability to have what they called an appearance tab, which is essentially a separate tab on your character panel that you'd put items into, and those items would look like your appearance tab, but it would have stats from your main armor tab. And with transmogrification, this is essentially what Blizzard's going to be doing. If I have a really cool set of gear from Burning Crusade, like on my Hunter, I have some of the PvP Season 2 stuff, and or like what dungeon set was that? Dungeon set 2, or I don't know, tier 2 or tier 3 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I could change my old gear to look like my new gear. So that's what's going to be coming in the patch. There's some restrictions on it, like it has to be the same type of armor and has to be the same type of weapon and stuff like that. But I just wanted to talk a little bit about how this is going to be affecting the game, because it's really been affecting me lately, just because I've spent a lot of time going back through old dungeons. My paladin wanted to have the purple judgment lookalike set that looks like the paladin judgment set from tier 2.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what he's doing. What are you doing?
I'm paying attention.
No, you're not. You're playing Words with Friends.
Words with Friends is addicting.
She's playing Words with Friends while we're trying to do the podcast.
I'm listening. Your paladin wanted the purple dungeon.
I know, but you keep looking at your phone. It's very distracting.
Well, stop looking at me from the corner of your eye. Stop being a creeper.
Oh, creeper.
Like our cat is doing right now, looking out the window. She's freaking me out. She's like watching everybody walk by. It's not walking by.
So I've been spending a lot of time running old dungeons. I got like a set for my rogue that was actually from the Honor PvP from level 70. Well, level 70 honored with multiple faction PvP gear. Looked really cool. And the judgment set. And I've been making some crafted... it's called, I think, Bloodthirsty Ebon Thread. Anyways, it was a Bloodthirsty set that's like a white cloth set that has like white with a hat that looks like Orko from He-Man, and it has like...
I think it's the Wizard of Oz for some reason. I don't know why.
It's just really cool looking. Like it's got a witch's hat with a... with like a mask and stuff. Anyway, I've been spending a lot of time that, like I said earlier, I started a blog dedicated to it. So I think that this is going to add this whole kind of new layer to people and how they play World of Warcraft, because now people are going to be looking for really cool looking armors, and we're going to see people mm-hmm. walking around town with like really cool sets of gear, I think, or really terrible sets of gear, I guess you could
mm-hmm.
say. But Pinky Toes, have you thought much about this? I know I've told you about it. What do you think about transmogrification in general? And is there anybody that you're kind of going to work on first or have been working on as far as the set of armor?
I've been working on my warlock, actually. I'm trying to get her set, put together. It's kind of a toss up between two armor sets. I'm either going to go like really old school, which is like, the old Naxxramas look, or I'm going to go towards the one that reminds me of like I don't know if you guys have ever watched the cheesy horror movie Pumpkinhead. It's kind of like it's got that look. You know what I'm talking about? It's almost got a Halloween look to it.
It's the one with the shoulders that have spikes with skulls on them, and then the helmet has like a dark glowing green.
No,
purple eyes.
No, no, no. I'm talking like more Lich King.
Oh.
It's got like the pointed. It reminds me of a pumpkin for some reason every time I look at it. So, those are the two that I'm thinking about for Pinky Toes, and then. For my shaman, I'm not quite sure. I don't know. I'm not really into the shaman. There's a few cool shaman gear out there. I'm starting to work on like her dungeon set, not her dungeon set, but like her raid set. So like I said, I ran Black Temple, got a couple pieces from there. I'm sure I'll do a couple more, but it is interesting to see people, you know, saying, hey, running this raid or this raid for gear, you know, to have the lookalike gear. So I think that's going to be kind of cool. I almost wish that I would have kept a lot of my gear, but it was taking up too much room in my bags. So, of course, I've gotten rid of most of it. Like, I would have loved to have my Shadow Weave. My Frozen Shadow Weave.
Well, you can make that again.
I know. I don't want to, though. I just remember being a pain in the butt to make the first place. But it's not going to be that way anymore. But, you know, just like little things like that. Like, I had... was it the Kroll Blade? I had that on my level 60 warrior, who is now your warrior. That was one of her things. I thought that was like the coolest thing.
What did that look like? What was it?
It's like a huge, huge, like almost like a fish blade.
One that looks like a fish.
Yeah. So I had that, and I remember it cost us 500 golds, and back then I was like, oh my gosh, it's so much money.
You bought it?
I bought it. My brother bought it for me.
Okay.
Yeah, this is back in the day. I was so excited that it was up there. It was like the worst stats, or it didn't even have stats on it, I think. I can't remember. That was so long ago. That was like almost 6 years ago. But I just remember getting that blade, and I wish I would have kept it. There's a lot of things I wish I would have kept, but, you know, of course... You go through things in your bags, you're like, oh, I'm never going to wear this again. But there are certain things that I keep. I'm like, oh, I have to keep this because it took me so long to get. So there's certain
sets that
I have.
Let's see what this awesome item. It's Kroll Blade. It's purple.
Uh-huh.
It's one-handed. It has 7 strength, 5 stamina. It's an epic, and it increases your crit strike by 14. And
yeah, tell me if that's good for tanking. No. Actually, I didn't even tank back then.
It's not bad for tanking. It does look like a fish.
Yeah,
giant fish.
It was huge on my human, so and I can't imagine what it'd be on a gnome.
Female humans have really crazy proportions for their one-handed weapons.
Yes, they do. So, but can you imagine what it would be like? Well, like Pinky, which I'm happy that I've never gotten rid of this, and I was so excited that she can use swords. She has the King's Defender what enchant does she have on there? King's Defender.
Executioner,
yeah. So it's like the purple, almost reminds me of confetti.
Yeah, it's like sparky things that come out of it.
Yeah. And I am excited to have that as as her main hand item. So now I can actually like wear the King's Defender and have the proper stats on it. I'm pretty excited about that. So, you know,
to use that during Karazhan when we'd be in those one gosh. Mana worms that had no that were immune to.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't get it for that reason. I got it because I wanted to wear it around. And then spent, I can't remember how much money getting the Executioner on it.
That was a long time. That was like way late in the, when we had basically our tanks had every single item that they could ever need from Karazhan.
Exactly. Yep, and so I was able to get the King's Defender, so that's one of the things, you know, I look back, I'm like, sweet, I'm glad I have that.
I think that's by far my favorite one-handed sword in the whole game. There's nothing else. It always reminded me of, like, the motorcycle from Akira, like Akira's motorcycle. I don't know why, it just has the swoops and the red color and everything, so.
This, like, new change that they're going to be doing, you know, with the armor, it's almost like for people that, I wouldn't say want to say, like, dress up, but you know there's people out there in WoW that wear certain things just to wear them. Like, I mean, you see them on their Bangtoons. I mean, look at my Bangtoon. I mean, he, you know, wears a pirate's outfit, or he wears all the heirloom items that he can, you know, as level 1. I know there's other people out there that they have their Bangtoons wear certain things. So I don't know. It's interesting. I like it. I'm glad that Blizzard's putting in something that's fun like that. So because you look back and you're like, oh man, remember when I used to wear dungeon level, like level, what was it, tier 1? And that was like so hard to get, or tier 2. And then when Burning Crusade came out, it was like POS. It wasn't good anymore. The first item you get in, you know, the Burning Crusade, like, literally replaced everything. So, I don't know. Like I said, I think it's going to be cool that they're doing this. So, I'm excited.
I've always been a pack rat, at least on a few of my main characters, especially my main characters that played in the Burning Crusade.
Your Hunter?
Yeah. I'm excited for the other thing that's going to be coming in 4.3 is what's going to be called Void Storage, which essentially you pay a little bit of gold, it takes your item, it strips off all your enchants, all your gems and everything, but basically it puts it in this kind of long-term storage where you can always get it back out from the storage, and you pay a little gold to get it back out. I think mainly so that you don't use it as kind of like an extra bank. But in that way, you'll be able to save all your old gear, like essentially every tier set or whatever that you have or that you collect, you can always save, or even just really old stuff like old cloaks, old some of my characters, I have like, you know, the wreath from the fire festival and the dress from the fire festival and the little Easter egg basket from the Easter event,
yeah,
and the ears and just those things that aren't really, you don't want to ever really use that often, but you maybe don't want to throw them away. So having a spot for those will be a really nice change. And that goes along with transmogrification, because, you know, now we can save all of our old sets and then switch them out as we want. I know one Soko Wow is one of the people I talked to for Power Word Gold, and they were saying that they have, like, I think they said they have 19 sets of armor set up for their priest.
Oh my gosh.
Like all planned out. And I said, well, are you going to like rotate them out? And they're like, yeah, I'm going to rotate them out every so often. I'm going to switch to another one.
Oh my gosh.
So there's people that are really into it.
Like I said, this is something that people really like to do. I mean, believe it or not, they actually, you know, they want to go back and wear those old sets. So
one of the things I thought was really cool was that I read today on a post that Blizzard made that you'll be able to transmogrify onto heirlooms. So even though you're in you're leveling up with heirlooms, if you don't like the way they look, you can change them out for something else that looks. But the other thing is that you can also use heirlooms to transmogrify. So you were saying that you weren't sure what you wanted to do on your shaman, but the heirloom items for shaman are this really cool, like elementals with the sticks in the back and the half moon, the elemental set.
Yeah, it reminds me of not a deer, but an elk that's horns are backwards or something. I don't know.
But yeah, I really like the elemental set, and that's the one that's for heirlooms. So I think a lot of shaman will be using the heirloom items that are for intellect male set. Mm-hmm. So, and those might be, I mean, they used to be a lot easier to get heirlooms. Nowadays, they're not super, super easy to get.
Oh, I'm glad I got mine back before they changed. Like,
and it was
the
just
whole
40 badge of justice. 40 badge of frost badges, and it was really easy to convert any of them down to frost badges.
Yeah, exactly. So, I got it before they changed the whole point system. Everything. So.
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of those too, and also items like there's a few. Oh, what do you call it? Like there's a few cool looking, like there's the two-handed like thing that looks like the Arcanite Reaper.
Mm-hmm.
Although if you've leveled from 1 to 80 with that, you might not want that as your weapon, but at least it gives people the option to, because all of those sets were the set, like I really love the cloth set that's like the void something set from Sholomance.
The
yeah, the purple like helmet that has the glowing eyes and the shoulders that look like a skull, and I think people might be using that since you can use that as well. So, and because they're heirlooms, you could send them to all your different characters and transmogrify that look. Although I don't know if you mail, I'm not sure if you mail an item away or if you like get rid of an item if it goes away. I don't know, but anyways, that's what I think is going to add another, because there's PvP, there's PvE, there's doing dungeons, there's doing auction house, and now people can basically spend a lot of extra time just screwing around with sets. I know I've not only devoted a whole blog to it, but spend a lot of time looking on Wowhead. There's an add-on for anybody that's interested in transmogrification called Mogit, M-O-G-I-T, and hold on a second. Okay. Just checking. Skype was kind of giving me a little M-O-G-I-T, Mogit, mm-hmm. And it'll, like, if you mouse over any item, it will show you what it looks like on your characters. So, like, right now, if I mouse over these pants, you can see it right. Gives a little 3D. And also,
oh, that's cool.
Let's see if that's the right one for it. You can also do these cool breakdowns. Let me just show you here.
Show who, me?
Yeah, no, I was going to show you. So you can go to, like, I'll go to filters, and then I'll go to, let's see, by level, let's see, what category do I want to do? I know I'm looking here. Oh, here we go. Select the category. I'll do male, male shoulders.
Mm-hmm. And then, well, that's pretty
actually,
cool.
Actually, hold on a second. Let's see here. Where's this? This is supposed to show me more or less. Hold on a second. Oh. Where is this at? I know there's an option for it.
Well, I get the gist. That's pretty cool, though.
No, you have to wait. There we go. Okay. So you can see that you can basically go through, like I can do male shoulders, and then you can scroll down and it'll show you all of the different, like it's got six of them up at the same time, and mm-hmm. and then you can just scroll down through it, but you can also sort it by color, you can sort it by level, you can sort it by everything. So it's a really cool way to go through and look through all these different armors while you're in the game to see what they look like.
No, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, if we could just talk Blizzard into making mounts just specifically for gnomes and goblins, that would be awesome.
They should have a scale slider, or should have like a little glyph that allows you to shrink your mounts.
Yes, please, because I would love to have like a little tiny bear just for pinky toes. But I can by getting on my Blizzard bear, and no, putting on my costume. No, okay, so getting on my Blizzard bear, then putting on my Murloc costume, and then it shrinks me down to the appropriate size.
Yeah, that is pretty funny. It's like a little gnome riding around on a little white Blizzard bear.
Mm-hmm.
You get all the fun toys. I think
I do.
You have every, except for this year, we're probably not gonna pay for it this year.
I'm not really impressed with what they're giving away. I don't really need another Murloc.
Diablo Murky that does the same exact animation as our Yeah, I thought that they gave away better items in their early days. The mount and the Murloc costume and
Murky.
So I'm kind of like, I'll read everything that goes on at BlizzCon on like other websites and stuff. I'm not paying 80, because if one of us gets it, then both of us have to get it. So mm-hmm. that means we got to spend not just $40, but we got to spend $80, and that's if they still cost $40. I know they raised the price of the regular tickets by a good chunk for people going.
When
to
When they went
BlizzCon.
To for the BlizzCon to get the Blizzard Bear, I mean, that was pretty fun. That was definitely. I mean, if you ever have the opportunity to actually go in person, I recommend going just for that one time, and then of course every other time you can just, if you want, watch it through streaming. But to go that one time, I mean, that was pretty fun. That was like a big, huge nerd convention, and I felt like I was in my not in my prime, but definitely around
in your
people
element.
In my element. Thank you. That with people that share my same interest.
It was a little scary. So, there was quite a few people that looked almost exactly like me. It was like in their late 20s, kind of balding or a little bit overweight. Like all these. These are my people. These are my people. Actually, there was actually quite a few girls there too. So
yeah, I was pretty impressed. So
yeah,
we're not alone.
If you ever get a chance to do it once, like Pinky Toe said, and then you know, it's worth the effort. Luckily, we live within driving distance of Anaheim, California, so it costs us a little bit less. I can imagine if you lived further away and you were going to go on an airplane or something. But, you know, maybe plan it out, spend a couple years planning it out and getting everything set up for it, and then go there and check it out. It's definitely worth it. But yeah, BlizzCon and I worked at a video game company in 2006, and I was able to go to E3 2006, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, before they changed it.
So, but we're thinking about trying to find other conventions to go to, possibly like PAX at some point, which is the Penny Arcade Expo that takes place in Seattle, or we're thinking
and
about
Comic-Con just came through.
We
missed that.
We didn't end up going to Comic-Con here, or possibly going to Minecraft convention, which is in Las Vegas, which is even a little bit closer to us even than California. So
I actually wouldn't mind going to that. So
yeah, Minecraft's kind of like one of my latest little obsessions. It's really fun. They add a lot of stuff. So I'm not going to talk about that because it's a World of Warcraft podcast, but if you happen to play
I was going to say, they don't have creepers in World of Warcraft, but they do.
Creepers are awesome. They'll be like, sneak up on you and just be like, hi, I want to give you kisses. No, I'm going to explode all over you.
Yeah, but you got the creepers that whisper you in World of Warcraft.
So. Oh, yeah. Are you a girl in real life? So,
like, of course.
Actually, I heard the best way to, I think it was somebody from the Girls Gone Wild podcast, but they said that whenever somebody whispers them and asks them if they're a girl in real life, they say yes, and they say, yes, I'm a truck driver.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's like taking their whole fantasy of girls being on the internet and then putting in a truck driver just to kind of wrap up transmogrification, Pinky, you talked a little bit about it, but I was just wondering if you could go back through and if you could remember any, like, either weapons or armor that just really stood out to you as, like, really, really cool, either that other people had or that you've had, whether it's Burning Crusade or Wrath of the Lich King or anything. Does anything come to mind?
I was going to say probably for Burning Crusade, I wasn't really. I mean, I liked the. Was it called the Void? What was it called? I'd have to look at all these. That's so sad that I can't remember any of this. It's the one that looks like the pumpkin head. That's got like the purple.
Is that the chain? The chain over the head and like the.
No. That came from Arena as well. No, this one was from Maradon. Not Maradon. MacTheridon Slayer. Those sets. So it's Void something. I can't remember. It's the
Void Heart.
Void Heart, yeah. Is it Void Heart? I don't think that's what it's called. Anyway, that set was okay. It had some cool shoulders, but I wasn't really crazy about the headpiece. So I didn't really like show it a lot. Let's see. I'm trying to think. I'd have to probably say my favorite was the Frozen Shadow Weave look. I really liked it a lot. And then I was always jealous of the priest, their tier set. With the head that almost looks like their sinister angel. I love that look. I don't know why.
It's like a hood, and then like they have. Is that the one with the shoulders that have the wings on it?
Yeah. Okay. And then the hood that like goes over their eyes.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's pretty.
It's got like an evil halo in the background or something.
Exactly. So I always liked that one. So those were probably my two favorite. That I could have wish I would have been able to get. Of course, you know, you can't on your warlock. And then the other cool set, but I kind of got sick of seeing it, was from Black Temple, is the wings that pop out.
The warlock helmet that has wings that come out?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that's pretty cool. You know, maybe hopefully one day I'll be able to get that on my warlock. Maybe that'll be the set I'll work on if I can find a couple people to run Black Temple with me. So, but as for the most part, I don't know. We'll have to see. So, I mean, we ran so many stinking heroics back in the day. So it all kind of just starts to blend together. So,
is there any from Wrath of the Lich King that you remember?
The one I was talking about that reminds me of of the Halloween look, and it's not the
Is
one
that the one with
with
the goggles and the shoulders that have the spikes that go backwards like that?
No, that's more of old
okay.
Naxxramas. That's the look I said I want to either go for.
Okay.
Is that one? Or the one, it literally is like purple and blue, and it's got like not ties in the back, but it looks like it's been stitched up in the back, and then it's a pointy hat.
It was level 80 stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see if I can find it here.
That's sad.
Was it from
because
a,
I,
it was
well,
from a
because
raid,
I did,
right?
Well, yeah, because I didn't raid back in Lich King, so.
Well, you raided a little bit, Naxxramas.
Yeah, Naxxramas, I raided a lot.
Let's see, Naxxramas, tier 7.
No, it's not Naxxramas, though.
Alduar?
No, it's more of like Lich King.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying, I didn't.
From the Lich King run itself.
I think so, yeah.
Ice Crown Citadel. Okay, let's see here. Oops, hold on a second. I'm looking it up on, let's see, tier 10. Rogue, it was called Dark Covens. Well, there's a couple different ones, but let's see what it looks like here. Yeah, that one?
Yep, that would be the one.
Okay.
See, I told you, it looks like a pumpkin.
Ah, it does look like a pumpkin. It's got like a little mask and a hood. Yeah, it does look like it's exactly what you said.
Oh, imagine
stitched
that.
Up
in stitched
the back.
Up. Well, it's really creepy. I don't know the name, but I could tell you exactly what it looks like.
I wonder if there's a way to get.
Like a visual.
I wonder
person.
If there's a way to get that.
Oh, there is. You can spend your
justice
points, but which means I just have
can
to.
Can you only
run.
Get the headpiece though?
No, I can get the full set. Except, well, what can you get from the set? You can get the head, the shoulders, the legs, and the chest, right? And the hands and feet.
Yeah, it's got hands, head. Legs, chest, and shoulders.
Okay, so that's
I'm just
what I can
to see,
get.
Because you can...
Justice points.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's just a matter of starting to run Pinky again.
Getting
I just
her justice
haven't
points.
Got into that mentality of, okay, I just need to sit down and run her.
Yeah.
Dungeons can I run that gives me badge of justice that are pretty easy, you know what I mean?
Just run regular 70, or the no, you'd have to do, the best would be Zul'Aman, 7 of them a week.
Ugh.
That would get you a lot. Well, that might get you actually Valor points.
Yeah, then I had to take my Valor points down.
Well, then
so.
Just running regular heroics, maybe, or running just regulars.
Can you take your justice, can you take your PvP points and turn them into justice points?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Maybe I'll just do PvP on Pinky. I don't know. Who knows?
That is we'll a pretty cool set. I see it here on
I like the head, but I was thinking of doing different shoulders.
Oh, yeah. I looked at this and the shoulders don't look really good.
Yeah,
on
I
don't
like the shoulders. We decided the shoulders before that set were a lot better.
You know what I liked was the shoulders from when they had one set for the Horde, one set for the Alliance, but the Horde set, shoulders that have like the curled
outside.
Those are pretty awesome.
Those were really fun. So anyways, so that's what I want to do eventually on my Warlocks. So
yeah, that's pretty awesome. That is a pretty awesome set. Like I said, I wish the shoulders were a little bit cooler because they don't really look that awesome. They look just like the old Alliance shoulders.
That's the thing is I can wear that helm and then wear my Voidheart shoulders. Which
Okay. Yeah, that's true. That helmet is pretty kind of like just purples and browns. It's not really...
I mean, I was, like, going through all my old gear, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I remember when I, like, used to run so many heroics, and I, like, got this blade from Badge of Justice, and, like, I got the best enchant on it, and I'm like, oh, I worked so hard, and now that is, like, completely worthless.
Well, if they would have let us know that we were going to be able to, I mean, a lot of us just kept it to say, oh, well, I can walk around town with it or something like
exactly.
that.
Well, that's why I said I kept some of that stuff, because it took me so long to get that I was just like, I just can't let it go, so, and that's, trying to think what I put on it. It wasn't, it was an enchant that I had that I finally got a card drop and I was so excited. So, but yeah, I still have that blade. I won't get rid of it yet.
Which one's that?
It's from Badge of Justice back in the day, Burning Crusade. It's, what is it? I don't know. It was like one of the best blades you could get and it was actually better than some of the stuff that we were running with our old guild. So,
Burning Crusade. What
it was it? Badge of Justice.
Yeah, I'm trying to see collections. Justice points rewards. Oh wait, hold on. Go back. Justice point rewards Burning Crusade, and you said it was a weapon.
It's a dagger.
Searing Sunblade. No, that. Oh, hold on. This one right here. Talisman. Oh, that's the dragon mouth. Okay. The Scryer's Blade of Focus?
Yeah, the Scryer's Blade, that's what it was.
Is that what it looks like? That, yeah. Like...
It was a crappy blade, but I had a really nice enchant on it, so...
Let me see if I can see what that looks like even closer. Ooh, that's a pretty cool looking one.
But, I mean, just like little things like that, I remember just, you know, running all those heroics every day.
Yeah.
So I was maxed out on runs and I couldn't do them anymore.
Badge of Justice.
Gosh.
Yeah, you actually, because you ran so many, you had a tank that used to run with you that knew so many, that knew how to do it, and I actually learned how to tank from him.
No, that's right. I remember
that. He used to just run the heck out of everything and just leave us in the dust, and like he's like, oh, you want to come heal? I'm like, okay. He's like, okay, well, I don't really stop, so just keep up.
Yeah.
And we'd and like a chain pull the whole, then not at once, but we'd just pull.
And then you'd get so many heroics done.
Yeah,
so
maybe like five in a row or something like that.
Yep.
Yeah, it's amazing the things that we do for loot. So, ooh, that's a pretty cool. Ooh, look at that's a pretty cool one. Hold on, let me see. Sorry, I know everybody listening to the podcast probably can't. It's called the Blade of the Harbingers, and it's like a. It looks like it's a two-handed axe. Oh my gosh, look at that! It looks so cool. It's for. It looks like it costs only 780 honor or justice points. So, good times. All right, Pinky Toes. Well, I think that's gonna wrap it up for the Tram Rats podcast.
Yeah, hopefully I'll start getting to play WoW more, so we'll be able to have more stuff to talk about.
You guys can leave comments on the podcast, and I'll relate them around, and just maybe she can start writing on her blog a little bit more here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And once we get your Twitter account hooked up, it'll be good because you'll be able to, do that on your phone pretty easily and everything.
Yes.
There's a good client for that. So, all right, everybody. Well, thank you for listening to the Tram Rats podcast, episode number 4. Again, if you want to get a hold of us online, you can find us at thetramrats.blogspot.com. And you can find me on Twitter at PowerWordGold. And Pinky Toes, you want to give them your blog?
Yeah, you can find me on omgcatonfire.tumblr.com. And Tumblr is TUMBLR.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Pinky Toes, for being here, as always. Thank you for showing me some awesome gear. I think this blade is pretty sweet looking. I've been looking for a blade for... I like to eat... Usually when I build a set, it's like one item, and then I build it all around that.
Mm-hmm.
So that blade is pretty wicked looking. So, all right, everybody, thanks a lot, and we will see you next time.
Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.